First, I'd like to thank my collaborators, and I have nothing to disclose, although I don't have a slide that says that. Acetaminophen is easily accessible over the counter, and it's harmful if it's misused. It can cause rapid liver failure and death. Health literacy affects individuals' ability to understand label instructions for medicines and other products and to use medicines safely. Adolescents in particular may underestimate acetaminophen toxicity and self-administer over-the-counter medicines with increasing frequency as they move through adolescence. So what is health literacy? It's the ability to obtain, process, and understand basic health information and services needed to make appropriate health decisions. And to get really concrete about it, it's the ability in particular to read and comprehend prescription bottles, appointment slips, and other essential health-related materials required to function successfully as a patient. We have a health literacy problem in this country, and this is data on adults from the National Assessment of Adult Literacy. You can see in the top box that less than 15% of adults really have proficient skills. About half of U.S. adults have intermediate skills, 22% have basic skills, and 14% have below basic skills, which means they can't read an appointment slip, they can't use a bus schedule. They would have a hard time knowing when they have an appointment or getting to it. All those data come from adults, and until recently, there weren't any studies in adolescents, so there's little known about adolescents' health literacy, particularly in conjunction with over-the-counter medicine knowledge or use. So our objective was to measure health literacy and examine acetaminophen understanding and use among adolescents and young adults. We recruited 16 to 23-year-olds in Monroe County, New York. We had passive recruitment at health visits or classes at healthcare sites and education sites, as shown on the slide. We conducted anonymous in-person surveys at the recruitment site. We used the rapid estimate of adult or adolescent literacy in medicine, and I'll show you more on another slide, to measure health literacy. We measured recent use of over-the-counter medicines. We asked a number of questions about acetaminophen knowledge, and then we had teens go through role play scenarios to demonstrate skills of how they would use particular products if they had a headache, a cold with fever, or the flu. There are two versions of the realm. The original is for adults, and conveniently, if we use adolescent, the acronym is the same. It's a 66-item word pronunciation test without any context. It takes about 2 or 3 minutes to go through 3 lists of words of varying complexity. Literacy is considered limited if the score is 60 or below for adults or 62 or below for teens. And the only real difference between the two are 3 words from the adult form that people felt weren't appropriate for the adolescent form. I think one was gonorrhea, which I would like to see on the adolescent form. We measured the recent use of over-the-counter medicine by asking teens if they used anything in the last month, and then prompted them, well, what medicines did you take? Do you remember the name? Do you remember why you took it? And then we coded those for acetaminophen context. And unless we were certain that the medicine contained acetaminophen, we did not include it in the list of products that did. We measured their acetaminophen knowledge by asking if they had ever heard of acetaminophen, whether they could identify the active ingredient in Tylenol by looking at the package. They demonstrated their understanding of dosing instructions using those scenarios that I just talked about. And we measured their ability to recognize acetaminophen in a set of products. I have a picture at the end if anybody's interested in seeing it. Their skills involved dosing tasks, including understanding the number of pills in one dose, the number of doses in one day, the length of time to wait between doses, and the maximum number of pills in 24 hours. And again, these are the things that we counted, and they were part of those scenarios as kids told us what they would do in real life. We conducted bivariate analyses to compare bi-health literacy for all sociodemographic and other factors, and multivariate analyses to examine independent associations and determine whether health literacy was an independent factor in acetaminophen knowledge or use. We had 266 participants, ages 16 to 23. 36% had health literacy problems, and 64% were adequate. And this is about what we would expect, although we don't have a lot of benchmarks in the adolescent young adult population. Other socio-demographic characteristics were varied as we expected them to and were representative of the population in our area. In particular, use of over-the-counter medicine in the last month differed by health literacy, with kids whose health literacy was adequate being more likely to have reported using medicine in the last month than children who weren't. Here you can see that most folks were able to identify the active ingredient in Tylenol. There were significant differences by health literacy, and for those who were incorrect, that was almost never the case with kids who had adequate health literacy. Moving down, the thing we really care about is if people were over in what they would use, or they really didn't know, or the answer was completely inappropriate to what the question was that we were asking. When they were correct, that was great. When they were under, we know that's not correct and that could be a health literacy issue, but we're not as concerned about that as we are about the kids who would potentially use too much acetaminophen in a short period of time. The real interesting finding was that many kids would be over in the number of doses in one day, even if they knew how many pills were in a particular dose. 63% of all our respondents said they'd never heard of acetaminophen, but then when we put that together with whether they had used a product that contained it, 21% of everybody said that they had not heard of it, yet had used one of those products or more in the past month, and that did vary by health literacy. Down at the bottom, those that were completely correct, again, that's great. There were variations by health literacy in identifying some products or no products from a group of products that contained acetaminophen. This is kind of the money shot. Overall, very few participants reported, when we aggregated up to a single variable of based on everything you've told us, your use would likely be safe or unsafe. Over 80% were at risk of unsafe use of acetaminophen, taking too much within the required period of time. That varied by health literacy, but even for kids whose health literacy was adequate, it was almost 80% of them who were at risk of using too much. So in conclusion, 63% said they had never heard of it, but a third of those kids had unknowingly used an acetaminophen-containing product during the past month. 85% of respondents overall, independent of health literacy, were at risk of potential unintended overdose. And in our multivariate analyses, limited literacy was independently associated with incorrect identification of acetaminophen as an active ingredient and unsafe completion of dosing tasks, which represents a potential for unintended overdose. Like all studies, ours has limitations and strengths. Among the limitations are that the realm, as a word pronunciation test, doesn't tell us a whole lot about how well kids can communicate, or how they can filter information to separate good information from bad. Those are other dimensions we care about, but we don't have good tools to measure them. We have limited generalizability. It was a study in one city. This was adolescent self-report. We use passive recruitment, and the role play scenarios do not represent actual use. On one hand, if the scenario at the time had limited salience for the teen, their use in real life might be better. On the other hand, if their performance under experimental conditions was better than what they would do in real life, maybe their use in real life would be worse. The strengths were that we did have a population-based sample. Our reports of over-the-counter drug use by adolescents were consistent with other studies, and that we did correlate health skills with health literacy in terms of acetaminophen use, and we're not aware of other studies that have done that. The implications are that there are safety concerns for over-the-counter products, and the FDA is working on this. Folks who have health literacy problems face disproportionate risk for unsafe use, but there were considerable risks for everybody, regardless of health literacy, even if it was adequate. Future efforts are needed to improve labeling for over-the-counter products, to create public health messages about how to decode label information, use medicine safely, and recognize and respond to adverse events when they occur. I'd like to acknowledge my funders and the folks who worked on the project. Thank you.